chapter 60, in which an improbable idea is discussed. Unless, well, you don't suppose, you know, the Ewoks? I mean, everyone else is basically captured, trapped, or doomed at this point. Maybe they could? No, it's impossible. Well, maybe not impossible, but highly improbable. But then again, Han Solo always says,
"Never tell me the odds."
That's not what he's saying right at this second, of course. Right this second, he's being shoved out of the bunker by a squad of stormtroopers, only to find the rest of the Legion waiting for him in the clearing. But when he does get a chance to say it, what he means is, don't rule something out just because it seems unlikely. And the idea of the Ewoks having any effect at all on this giant galactic war is the most unlikely idea of all. Han and Leia haven't even thought of it, and the biker scouts and stormtroopers would get a good laugh out of it. And we already know how the Emperor just waved aside the whole species. And of course, C-3PO thinks the idea is madness, but he thinks that about everything. R2, however, has thought it over, in his own astromech way of thinking things over, and he rather likes it, in his own astromech way of liking things.
Oh, R2, really? Do you really think I should? Commander Solo told us to wait quietly. He said nothing about us being involved in a rescue. Well, I just think we should...
R2 interrupts in a wild, ear-splitting series of beeps and whoops. 100 stormtroopers turn to look. They see C-3PO stumble out from behind a tree, closely followed by R2.
Up there, on the ridge, a commander barks. Bring those two down here.
The closest cluster of troopers trots over to the tree to capture the droids.
Well, they're on their way, R2. Are you sure this was a good idea?
Freeze! Don't move!
Orders the first of the troopers to arrive.
Oh, we surrender! We surrender!
Assures C-3PO with his hands up. So far, this has all been rather likely. Are you ready for the unlikely part? The idea so unlikely that even the Emperor couldn't foresee it? Well, I hope you are ready, because... As the troopers step forward to deactivate the droids, a net, closely followed by a band of Ewoks, drops from the tree limbs above. Tangled in the net and encumbered with too much armor, the stormtroopers are rather easy prey for the Ewoks. Not to go into too much detail, but while stormtrooper armor is indeed stronger than either Ewoks or Ewok weapons, there are joints in the armor. Small gaps, just about the right size for, say, Tebow's spear. And as for that small gap at the neck, between the helmet and the shoulder armor, well, that's just about the size of the razor-sharp knife that Romba made from the tooth of a boar wolf he slew.
Oh, stand back, R2,
C-3PO calls as the slaughter begins. Perhaps we should stand back, too. It's going to be messy.